Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this evening is another day that we just say again, we praise God, we adore Him, we magnify His name, we thank God for the blessings that He has bestowed upon us. And sometimes we look things back, it looks like it's going to move forward. God has a way of redirecting your every effort. I am a living witness. I say this to you with kindness and loveness, that the God we serve is an awesome God. And tonight's the night that we just give God the praise, the glory, and we understand what God is doing for us. As we look throughout the world, we see what the Bible tells us. If we take notice, Jesus said these words, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible." So here we go again. If you can believe, believer, all things are possible. God does not hold anything from us. It's an attitude that we have that brings us to a positive understanding. God said, "I am the God that I am, and besides me, there is none other." No matter how we look to the left or to the right, we might think we have a lot of influence, a lot of knowledge, but God is still God. And sometimes, when I go back and look at Scripture, Scripture reveals to me, God said He will do it. He said in the book of Philippians, I believe it was, he said the very work that I've started in every believer, He said the day will come until Jesus Christ come back. That was a work that God had placed in us. And it's up to us whether or not we will see that work come forward. Sometimes we can wait and see things, but we don't want to wait on God's timing. See, and I'm a living witness. God's timing is a time that meditates. God's time is a time that regulates. God's time is a time that pursues. God's time is an appointed time. Everything that God does is at an appointed time. So no matter how we look at it, but He's a now God. When it looks like 1,000 years, but one day, 1,000 years, one day, 1,000 years. But all God wants us to do is believe that we trust in Him. So the more we trust in God, the more God wants us to bring us to a point where we can say, "Yes, Lord." Today is the day that I declare and decree before God according to the book of Psalms, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. God said, "I have declared and decreed that I have set my holy Son upon the mountain of Jerusalem." We're living in a time where that right now we don't have time to pit fire. We don't have time to argue with each other. We got to put more of the WROD out. We got to say, as the Bible tells us, "Go ye therefore into all the world and teach this gospel." And what we go and tell people what thus saith the Lord, because I'm a living witness, there are supposed to be churches that don't even want revivals in their churches. They don't want this in that church. They want to do it. And I say that with love and kindness, they have found their way, the way they want to do it. They just looked at it and said, "Okay, God, we're going to do it our way." And God is saying, "I'm still God. But yeah, we know what we want to do it our way." And every time we make an attempt to do it God's way, the bottom falls out. Look right in the middle of America right now. We got a big, big issue right up here. What a mayor, all the people, there is something God is trying to bring us to understanding. The time has come, beloved. I love every one of y'all. I know you love me. But that's the time we got to stand firm. We can't look left or right. Like a soldier say, he said, "Your eyes must be kept on the target. For when you take your eyes off the target going to take you out." Satan doesn't care anything about us. He's the target. He's the target. He doesn't care. So how are we going to battle them? We're going to battle them with the love. We're going to battle people out there that need understanding. We're going to help people out there that know what the Bible says. I'm not so there, I'm not that, but I just want to say before I open up the radio line for the ladies to come in and do the teaching, I want to tell you, the love of God is awesome. He's awesome, God. He is an awesome God. When He said that I am, and besides me there is none other, and the only fear we have is a reverent fear, a fear That's the only fear we have to have before God, because God so loves us. I love you. The time, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, you know, God is just so good, and that's something I just had to spew out of my prayer language today. I've been praying about it, and I just had to deliver it. And I want to say tonight, we got a young lady all the way from Jersey City, all the way from New Jersey, Sonia Thompson. Are you there?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. God bless you and move forward. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time. Lord God, we thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You come on this night and we just thank you. We come with thanksgiving.
Thank
we end in your course with thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your holy name, Lord God. We thank you for this evening. We thank you for everyone on this radio. We thank you for Dr. Hunter. We thank you for the Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for time to share your word, to talk about the goodness of God. And Father God, we just lift up all these situations and circumstances in the news. We lift up every situation and circumstance on each other that's on this radio tonight. We lift
Amen.
It all up
Amen.
To you, Lord God. We hand it all over to you. We cast
yes.
all our care on you. We pray, Lord God, to you. And Father God, as we pray to you, we give all these situations to you, Lord God. We
yes,
ask
Lord.
You divinely intervene, Father. We loose all the power and the plan of heaven, the plan that you have for us that's good and not of evil to give us hope and a future. And Father,
yes.
we bind the hand of the enemy that tries to come up against us, against this radio station, all the callers and all the listeners tonight. We bind the hand of the enemy. And
yes.
we just say that
Jesus
is an undefeated. He is undefeated. God has defeated all of our enemies. The devil is defeated. And we thank you, Father, that you've given us all power to trample on the serpents and scorpions, and nothing by any means shall harm us. We thank you that we have all power through the Lord Jesus Christ and the finished work of Calvary. And we love you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you. And, Father, we just surrender to you, Lord God. We thank you for this word that will go forward tonight. We receive your word, Lord God, in due season. And we give you the praise for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're looking at Romans 12:2 tonight. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be not transformed to this world. No, be not conformed, to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, we're looking at today, and I'm going to be jumping back and forth from there to 1 John.
Amen.
1 John 2:15-16. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and
yes.
the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. I could probably stay on this until we go to glory.
Okay, hallelujah.
You know, as Christians, we are not of this world. And it's either one way or the other. It's either due for selfish pursuit of happiness or either due selfless pursuit of holiness.
Amen.
It's either one way or the other. And, you know, for the unbelievers that are listening tonight, this world, you know, this word is a call to come out of the world
yes.
into the kingdom of God.
Yes,
because
Lord.
The world doesn't have anything for you.
Amen.
It's almost weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, we see people with a lot of fame, a lot of money, a lot of stuff. We see people in this world system committing suicide.
My God.
And that lets us see that's an empty system. People are not happy in the world, but they glitter and they glitz, and when you see them on these shows and the red carpet, that's the part of it that draws them into that. And the world has a system. The term world often refers to the vast system of this age that Satan promotes. You know, it's a lot of bling and fashion and, you know, starvation. You know, these models, that when you see these models walking down the runway, you can almost see their bones in their bodies. You know, it's an awful system that will make you starve yourself, make you paint yourself, make you burn yourself up. You know, paint yourself with this makeup on the tanning bed, burning yourself up. They had one woman here in New Jersey. She tanned herself so much. She neglected her children. She neglected even the tanning policy. She had tanned herself so bad. You know, you see these doctors that perform the plastic surgery. They're so rich today because everybody's getting this plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Tattooing, it just went crazy. They don't just get one tattoo no more. They tattoo the whole body.
Oh,
they get a
yeah.
nose ring. They get the big hoop ring. One person even put a ring in the side of their jaw where you can see their teeth. It has just gone crazy.
Gone crazy.
And that's that world system. And that is what is controlled by Satan. It's not the world. He's not a creator or anything. But he is governing the world system. See, there's a big difference there with what this world system means. You know, it means it's Satan, these ideals, this morality, these philosophies, this psychology, this system of the world. That the world has these cultures, the education, the science, the arts, even the medicine and music. And you know, we see it in the music industry a lot with the way, you know, a lot of folks, they got beautiful voices, but they take the clothes off the thing. You know, and the provocative dancing and things like that. This is the world system.
It is.
You know, on our jobs, we see this networking going on where the dog-eat-dog world, where you got the staff people in the back to get up the ladder. That's the world system. You know, it's so opposite to the fruit of the spirit. You can look at the lust of the flesh, or the you know, and you can look at the fruit of the spirit. There's two different ways going there, and they don't collide anywhere. There's no agreement with them. You know, you can look at what God has called us to: love, joy, peace, long suffering, goodness, meekness, gentleness, self control. Well, it's the complete opposite in the world. They regularly hate on each other. That's just the way they do back and forth. You know, it's gotten so bad in the rap industry. At one time, they were just having shootouts with Tupac, and you know, all back in those days, and even today, where you see. You know, this is a very violent system in this world system. You know, the spirit of murder, where you've got the shooting going on, the killing going on. You know, you've got the brutality of the police force and things like that. That's the world system, you know. And the respect we have for authority when it's out of control like that, that's the world system, you know. You know, not raising our children, letting the government tell us how to raise our children, when to discipline, when not to discipline. That's the world system. The religion has the world system in it, especially when we bring these things into the church from the world. When we're trying to have church services to draw people in, doing worldly things and not sticking to the word of God. you know, with this Scientology, all different kind of things like that, astrology, you know, these satanic worshiping, you know. So there's so many different things in the world system that's not of God. You know, Satan uses the medical profession to grow this, to grow these drugs that are killing people. You know, to develop meth, that comes from the world system.
Yeah.
You know, to develop cocaine the way you use it to smoke it, not where you use it to cure, but use it to smoke it and be addicted. That addiction to cigarettes, they made so much money off these cigarettes. That's the world system, just to go, kind of go over this a little bit. You know, the education system, how they promote this humanistic philosophy, that's the world system. You know, and these things just undermine the biblical moral standards and values that believers must be aware of. And you know, we have to open our eyes to see this, these human enterprises. You know, there's a spirit and power that moves against God and his word. You know, some to a small degree, some to a greater degree. But this is the world system, you know. And we're called to focus on, you know, we're not of this world. And we are called to not participate in those things, because this is the exact opposite of what God called us to. Love not the world, neither the things of the world. We shouldn't be enjoying watching these provocative dances. We shouldn't be enjoying these things that I just listed off, because the Bible says if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And we go back to Romans 12:2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. And Paul brings out several things in the verses. There's a very real pressure to conform to the patterns of the world and be squeezed into its likeness on many different levels. Christians must firmly resist temptation to accept and imitate the world's way. We're supposed to be imitators of God, not imitators of the world way. And that, and bringing those worldly things in the church, I mean, that has no place. The church should be strictly teaching the word of God, discipling believers in the word of God, and also bringing unbelievers to know Christ by accepting him through this word, the way the word says. You know, Romans 10:9 says, if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, you're saved. You know, a lot of times, you know, people talk about salvation. They talk about giving the right hand of fellowship. That ain't in Romans 10:9-10. You know, now the doors of the church is open. It's stuff like this that throws us off as Christians. You know, we've got to stick to this word, and we cannot be imitators of this world. You know, stuff that we've heard in the cultures that we grew up in. Well, that's how we always had church, but if it's not by the word of God, it's not right. All right, moving right along.
Amen.
The reason we must resist adopting the world's way is because it is evil. Anything, you know, that if it's outside of the word of God, you know, this is not, you know, it's under Satan's rule.
Yes.
And it's hostile to God and his people. And the thing about it, what it does, it is as we accept it little by little, it pulls us little by little away from God. And the world holds a worldview that Christians cannot accept because it rejects God and his standard.
Yes.
Christ's kingdom is not of this world.
This is.
And, you know, that's just the bottom line. The kingdom of God is not of this world. I just want to take a quick look at the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You know, the world draws down the heart from God. And so the more the love of the world prevails, the more the love of God dwindles and decays. Believers are exhorted to no longer conform to the world or the love of the world. You know, to overcome the world, hate the world's evil, die to the world, and to be delivered from the world. According to 1 John 2:16, three aspects of the sinful world create open hostility to God. The first one is the lust of the flesh. When we look at the lust of the flesh, that's wanting your way. Just wanting your way. The things that
Amen.
Are fighting and slaying the pleasures of the flesh. You just want your way. This lust is called luxury. You know, when you want what you want, when you want, things that it doesn't matter what the cost, the impure desires and running after sinful pleasures, sinful gratification. You know, you want to showboat. You want to have that blame principle. You know, you want to have it just to have it, you know. I got to have this or I'm not going to be satisfied. I got to have that. As soon as that, you know, it's just you got to have it. And, you know, these things will just drive you. They'll just drive you, and they're empty. When you get that, you want something else. And, you know, this is the world way. And if you're out there and you're in the world, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I know exactly what I'm talking about because I've been like that. You know, before
Amen.
I was born again, it was one thing after another. And these things are empty. And what God has for us in the kingdom of God is so rich. You know, this love, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost is really the thing that satisfies the soul. And that's what we are running after, to try to satisfy this soul. And I appreciate, and I love this word of God because, you know, it just clearly tells us, you know, be not conformed to the world way, but be you transformed. You know, we have to renew our mind out of this mess. You know, we've been taught so long about, you know, this is the true prosperity, to have all the stuff that you see everybody else with, you know, and that's not true. That's not true peace. That's not true prosperity. You know, being wealthy in God is true prosperity. Okay, going right along, the lust of the eye. The lust of the eye refers to coveting, lusting after things that are attractive to the eye. You know, with one of the things nowadays that is so popular, you know, because it is pornography. Pornography is so popular and is so addictive, you know, and that's something that's not talked about much. You know, this is the secret with the door closed on the computer. But this pornography has gained so much popularity nowadays that even young kids are hooked on it. You know, they're pulling it up on their smartphones and things like that. You know, this pornography has gripped and just torn the lives and torn up families. You know, the lust of the eyes, just enjoying the look at things like that. You know, and this is a very serious tool of the enemy. You know, another thing is this hoarding. You see, they even got channels that show people how much hoarding they're doing, the materialism and things like that. This is a real thing. And, you know, this happened from the beginning. You see, Eve dealt with this in the garden, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. This is nothing new. It's just got a new technology, you know, our today's technology on it. And third is the pride of life. The pride of life. It refers to the ambition, thirsting after, the honor, wanting applause and having pride in achievements and possessions. You know, obsessed with the status of importance, wanting to appear important. So this is what the world has for us, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. I tell you what, it sounds like, it's something that I wouldn't trade what I have today, the peace of God, for, because it's all empty. These three areas is a serious, you know, this is where Satan attacked Eve, and this is where Satan also attack Jesus in the wilderness. We can look at that in Matthew 4, verse 1 through 11. You see where he's trying to get, he tried to get Jesus on that same three areas. And I thank God that it didn't work. So I'm at Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Okay, Matthew 4, 1 through 11. Let's see here. And I thank God that he stood his ground and that then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone." Jesus said unto him, It is written again, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again the devil taketh him up into the exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. There we go. And the glory of them, and said unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then said Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then Amen. The devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Amen. So this is the same thing that our Lord went through as well.
Amen.
And then lastly, I want to leave us with this thing right here. And do you benefit? This is Matthew 16 and 26. And do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul?
My God.
Any material thing, honor or pleasure worth more than your soul? You know, that's a question we all have to ask because we are still in this world. Is any material thing, honor or pleasure worth more than your soul? When we don't know Christ, we make choices as though there is no eternal life. In reality, this life is just a drop in the bucket. It's a preparation. It's an introduction and a preparation to eternal life. And what the decision you make here while you're breathing on earth is going to determine whether you're going to have eternal life or eternity in hell. You know, and one thing about it is we have a Savior. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sin. And if you're out there tonight and you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life, and if you would die right now, you have to ask yourself, where would I go? If your answer is not heaven, you need to turn your life over to Christ tonight. You need to receive him as your Savior. You know, because our life here on earth now is just a brief span. And our decision that we make for Jesus, whether we accept him as our Lord or reject him as our Lord, that's going to determine our eternal state. What we accumulate on this earth have no value in gaining eternal life. Even the highest social honors degrees, all the cars, houses, all that stuff stays here when you leave here.
Michael.
You can't gain entry into heaven because of your degree or your social honor, because you was the mayor, because you're on the city council. We need to evaluate our lifestyle. We need to evaluate our lifestyle. If you're not saved tonight, you can choose Jesus right now as your Lord and personal Savior. You can say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Heavenly Father, forgive me of my sins.
Yes.
I accept your Son as my Savior. I believe in my heart that he died for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the grave. I believe that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. I believe. And I receive Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Just that simple.
Amen.
And that's what all this is about. Every one of these lessons that come from the Word of God that are being taught over this station, every discussion that and testimony about every discussion about Jesus, every testimony about the goodness of God, all this is done to encourage each other and also to let you know that there is a way out tonight.
Jesus is
the Savior that died for the world. I mean, the Lamb of God that died for the world. He died for your sins. You don't have to stay in them. You don't have to keep going in that wrong direction. You can change directions tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the living. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, I praise you, I'm grateful for all that you've done, all that you're doing. in my life, not only mine, but all of hallelujah, my family members and all those that are in the world.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
When we learn how to come on one accord, we're going to stop it. Hallelujah. Fire of the Holy Ghost. The time is now, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, Father.
Oh, the believers, Father. Oh, the believers. So the world will see darkness cannot outshine, but we just want to thank you. I want to thank you, Father. When I was in the darkness, you brought me out. I want to thank you for washing me with your blood. I want to thank you for setting me in a place there I can talk to you, there I can understand you. There I look unto you who's the author and the finisher of all my faith. There I just say thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Yeah. Your word is being fulfilled. Earthquakes, wars, and rumors of wars is happening, Father. But we want to stand firm in the conviction. Hallelujah. For we know you're coming back. We know you're coming back. You sent us too many signs. You're on your way back. We just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Once again, thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I'm so grateful tonight and thank God, hallelujah, for being able to just to praise him once again. Just to lift up my voice in thanksgiving, adoration. Just to let God know that I appreciate all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's going to do. We have so much to be grateful for. When we think about 3,000 people have been killed, and God still watching over us.
We have so much to be grateful for, my brothers and sisters.
We will not give him a good hallelujah.
My God.
It's just a good hallelujah. Things are happening all around us. Trees falling down and winter times and in hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In spring. And then we still will not say hallelujah.
Preach it.
Are we ashamed? Are we ashamed of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Well, talking to those out there in radio land on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. I want to come to you tonight, Sam, from the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Hunter.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brother.
It's just two of us on the line tonight. Thank you, Brother Hunter. Hallelujah.
No, it's about eight on the line with us.
I know, brother. I understand the Spirit of the Lord revealed to me. Hallelujah. Glory mm-hmm. to the God. Amen. I just want to talk about something on tonight. Humility. Humility. Humbleness. Humbleness. And I want to talk from the 13th chapter of St. John. When Jesus was giving his farewell message to the disciples, he was letting them know that he's going to leave here. And he was giving them a message, a farewell message. And he began with the first, and it began with the first verse in chapter 13 of St. John. He said, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil hath now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him."
My God.
"Jesus, knowing that the Father hath given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God."
Yes.
"He raised it from supper." Talking about humility. "He raised it from supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded
himself.
After that, he poured water unto a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he had girded himself." Jesus showed us humility, the example to us, by washing the disciples' feet. Hallelujah. And then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, "Lord, doest thou wash my feet?" Peter asked the question, "Lord, do you wash my feet?"
My God.
Some of the words said, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." What I'm going to do now, Peter, you don't know now what I'm going to do, but you're going to know hereafter.
Yes,
and then Peter said unto him, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Peter told Jesus that you will never wash my feet. Jesus answered and said, If I wash thee not, thou shalt have no part with me. Peter, if I don't wash your feet, you will have no part with me. You will not be a part of me. Simon said unto him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Peter said, not only, Lord, wash my feet, Lord, but wash my hands and my head also. Jesus said unto him, "He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywith. And you are clean." He said, "You are clean, but not all. Not all of you are being, they're not clean," he tells his disciples. "Not all of you are clean. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore, he said, you are not all clean." Jesus, knowing all things.
All things.
Nothing, absolutely nothing in this world surprises Jesus, surprises God, because he knows everything. He knows what is in the heart of man. So therefore, we can't fool him. Uh-huh. All we have to do is be real. And if we just learn, I always tell people that, be real. Be real in this thing. Be real with God. Be real. First of all, you have to be real with yourself.
Amen. Uh-huh.
Because God knows what's in the heart of man.
Yes.
He knows what you're thinking. He knows what we're thinking before we even think it. He knew what we're thinking before the foundation of the world. And then verse 11 says, "For he knew who should betray him." Jesus knew.
He knew it.
That who was going to betray him. He knew that Judas was going to betray him. And him. Therefore, he said, he, you are not all clean. For just after he had washed their feet, he had taken the garment and sat down again. He said unto them, know what I've done to you? He asked them the question, do you know what I've done to you? Hallelujah. They didn't understand that he was showing them an example of humility. He said, you call me, verse 13, he said, you call me master and Lord, and you said, well. He said, you call me master and Lord, and you said, well, for you said, well, for so
well,
am I. I am. I am who you said I am. You call me master and Lord. Lord, the ruler of, and master, the teacher.
Uh-huh.
He said, if then your Lord and your master have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet.
Another feet.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You know, every now and then I see I was able to see a foot washing. But now he's just not talking about foot washing. He's
Amen.
Talking about how we treat one another.
That's right.
How we live among one another.
Another.
Hallelujah. And he says, for I have given you, let me say it in verse 15, for I have given you an example. This is an example of feet washing that you should do, say, that you should do as I have done unto you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You should do the same thing to one another as I've done it to you. That's
Amen.
What he's saying. And then he said in verse 6, he said, verily, verily, that word verily, verily means assuredly, assuredly. I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Says, in so many words, saying, the servant is never greater than the Lord.
Wow.
In one passage of scripture, Jesus says, he said, the student is never greater than the teacher. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, the servant, we are servants of Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? We are just servants of God.
Of God.
I don't care what your position are. I don't care what your gift are. You're still a servant. An apostle is a servant. A prophet is a servant. An evangelist is a servant. We are just servants of the Almighty God. And I thank God for just being a servant. And what does a servant do? What is the purpose of a servant? A servant serves. You got quiet out there now. A servant serve. We are just servants in the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen.
He said, verse 17, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. If we know what God has called us to do, he said, happy are you if you do what you know, if you know what you're supposed to do. I speak not, verse 18 says, I speak not of you all. It's over the words. I'm not speaking to all of you. I know whom I have chosen.
Uh-huh.
I'm not speaking to all of you. He said, for I know who I have chosen. But the scripture may be fulfilled, that the word of God may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me, he said, he that eateth bread with me, Jesus said, have lifted up his heels against me. He that eateth bread with me have betrayed me already in his heart. Now I tell you before it come to pass. I'm telling you now before it come to pass.
Before it come to pass.
That when it come to pass, you may believe that I am he. I'm telling you this before it comes to pass. I'm telling you this before it happens. So when it happens, you're going to believe that I am he, that I am the anointed one, that I am the Christ, that I am the one that Jesus, that God sent. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that, watch this, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever
I stand, receiving me, and he that receiving me, receiving him that sent me. Let's look at that. Jesus says, he that receiveth whomsoever I send. Whenever somebody comes to you and say, well, thus said the Lord Jesus, sent him, receive that individual. Receive that person. I sent, receive me. Whomsoever I send, receive me. Whomsoever I send, receive me. Whoever Jesus sent, you receive him because Jesus sent him. And he that receiving me, receiving him that sent me. He that receiving me, receiving the Father that sent me. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled. When Jesus said this, he was troubled in spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus was troubled in spirit, even though he was the Son of Man, the Son of God. He was still troubled in his spirit. That let me know if Jesus was troubled in his spirit, then it's going to be a time that we going to become troubled in our spirit.
Amen.
And he testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you, you see, he already knew, but he said, one of you, shall betray me. Glory to God. He said, one of you, in so many words, just paraphrase, one of you going to turn me in.
Yeah,
one of you going to come against me.
You're going to care for me. You're going to care for me.
Come on, brother. He said, one of you going to, hallelujah, I like that. One of you going to, come on, going to snitch on me. One of you going to turn me in.
Yeah.
Then the disciples began to look one at another, doubting of whom he spake. Hallelujah. Then they began to look at, when you're in a group of people and somebody does something and you're trying to figure out, saying, is it me? One of y'all on this job has sabotage something, and everybody began looking at him. Then the doubting. That let me know that something was in their heart. They were
preach
doubting.
It,
why would
preach
you
it.
Doubt if you're all right?
Wasn't sure about themselves.
That's right, sister. They wasn't sure about themselves. So they were doubting whom he spake. I wonder who he's talking about. I wonder if he's talking about me. And one writer said, Lord, is it I? One writer said, Lord, is it me?
Is it me?
And they all began to chant around the supper table and say, Lord, is it I? And then verse 23 said, now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Talking about John. Talking about John. John was always leaning on Jesus' bosom. John was a person that was full of love and full of compassion. And Peter said, Peter, is Simon Peter, they call him the bold man, Simon Peter, therefore beckon unto him, therefore Simon Peter, beckon unto John. That he should ask Jesus who it should be of whom he spake. Peter says, ask Jesus who it is that should betray him. Hallelujah. And he that laid on Jesus' breast said unto him, Lord, who is it?
Glory to God. Who is it, Lord?
John said, Lord, who is it?
Who is it, Lord? Who is it?
And Jesus answered, He it is whom I shall give a sop. When I have dipped it, and when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot. He gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus already knowing what was in his heart, and after the Sabbath, Satan entered unto him,
Yes.
After Jesus gave him the Sabbath, Satan entered unto him.
Mm.
He was sitting around waiting for an opportunity to get into Judas.
Yes.
Then said Jesus to him, that you do it quickly. Get in a hurry. Is that what you're fixing to do? Get in a hurry. Do it quickly.
Do it quickly.
Do it quickly. Hallelujah. Now, verse 28 says, he said, now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. No man knew what was the intent, what was the reason, what was the purpose that Jesus spake this unto Judas.
Hmm.
Some of them thought because the hour passed. See, they began to think. They began to think using their own intellect.
Yes.
They began to think that some of them thought because Judas had the bag. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? Jesus knew was in man, but Judas still was the banker. He still was the one that was in charge of the money. That Jesus had said to him, buy those things. They thought Jesus said to him, go buy these things that we have need of against the feast.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy the supplies. Go buy the things that we need of that the feast may go on. And then he said, or that he should give something to the poor. They were trying to figure out that why did Jesus send him away? What was the reason? Why did Jesus speak to him that way? And so they began to reason in their heart. Many times we began to reason in our heart. Why did it happen like that? Why did it happen to me like that?
Why?
What was the reason? Come on, hallelujah.
Why?
He then, having received the sop, went immediately out.
Immediately.
Judas, having received the sop from God, Judas had received the sop, immediately went out, and it was night.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know that with the time of day, it was night. It was not during the day.
No.
It was night. He didn't say what particular time it was, but he said it was night. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, when Judas left, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified. Now is the Son of Man glorified. And God is glorified in him.
In him. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Now is the Son of Man glorified.
Hallelujah.
And God the Father, he said in so many words, is glorified in him. Glorified in me, he said.
Yes.
If God be glorified in him, talking about himself, Jesus, if God be glorified in Jesus, God shall also be glorified in him, in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. So in the words that God and my Father is going to glorify me.
Yes.
Then he says,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Little children. Mm-hmm.
I like this. He says, little children. He says, yet a little while.
Wow.
I am with you. He said, yet a little while. I'm going to be with you just a little while longer. I'm with you. He says, you shall seek me. And I said unto the Jews, you shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, you cannot come. So now I say unto you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying the same thing that I said unto the Jews. I'm also repeating it unto you. Wherever I go, he said, you cannot come. So now. He said, I say the same thing unto you. And then he says, verse 34, he says, a new commandment.
A new commandment.
Now, I want you to know that he had not abolished or done away with the Ten Commandments in the book of Exodus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They still abide today. He
mm-hmm.
just said, I give you another one. I give you a new commandment, which is the 11th commandment.
Mm-hmm.
A new commandment have I given to you, that you love one another.
Mm-hmm.
All through the Bible, we find that love one another. Love one another. Love. The only way that men are going to know that you are my disciple, Jesus says, is that you have love for one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the world is so confused and hallelujah. That's why people not coming, because we don't have love for one another.
That's
mm-hmm. He's not talking about denomination. He said love for one another.
Mm-hmm.
And you command my given to you that you love one another as I have loved you. I love you. One thing about this thing is that God is love. The attribute of God is love. His personality is love. His heart is love. Everything about God is love.
Love.
The name God. Anytime you see the word God in the Bible, you can put love in.
Uh-huh.
My God
is love. And it says, John, beloved, let us love one another.
Love one another.
For God is love.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get around it. We cannot get around L-O-V-E.
Uh-uh.
The love of God never fails. 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. Love never fails.
Never fails.
And you command I give unto you that you love one another as I have loved you, that you should also love one another. And then it says 35 mm-hmm. says, by this shall all men, how many men? All men.
All
mm-hmm. men should know
mm-hmm.
that you are my disciple.
Mm-hmm.
We are disciples.
Mm-hmm.
We are disciples. Disciples mean learn one. Learn.
Mm-hmm.
We always learning something because the Holy Spirit is always revealing to us.
Yes, sir.
We are disciples. You are my disciples if you have love one to another.
Mm-hmm.
He never said for me to like you.
Enough.
I sure like you, brother.
Yeah.
I like you, sister. He said to love ye one another as I have loved
you.
That's right.
So smart Simon. Here comes Simon, 36 verse. Simon said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered, whither I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou mm-hmm. shalt follow me afterwards. He said,
mm-hmm.
Peter said, you can't follow me right now. He said, because I'm on a timetable. In so many words, you said, I'm on a supernatural timetable for my Father.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, but after, Peter, he said, after that, you will follow. You will follow
mm-hmm.
me, but not now. Shall thou follow me? You should follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow you? Hallelujah. Peter said, why I can't follow you, Lord? I want to go with you right now. So many words. I'm paraphrasing. Don't take notes. Hallelujah. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life. Peter is just like we are today. We don't know what is in us when the circumstances appear.
Hmm.
When things come upon us at that particular time, we are just like Peter. So don't stone Peter. Peter said, I'm going to lay my life down for you. But soon as we go through a little trial, a little mediocre trial. We began to deny Jesus. We began to begin to deny the word of God. That's why the word has to be rooted and grounded within us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I believe that I believe without a shadow of a doubt. All things are possible to them that believe.
Mm-hmm.
Have faith in God. We walk by faith and not by sight. I don't care what mm-hmm. it looks like. I don't care what you're going through. Then remember then that God said, His promises is yea and nay. His word will not come back void.
Never.
Will not.
And Peter said, I will lay down my life for you, for your sake.
Yes.
For you, I will lay down. I don't care what happened. I'm with you.
Are you sure about that?
Then Jesus answered him, just like he talked to us sometimes when we don't hear. He said, "Will thou lay down thy life for my sake?" He said, "Peter, will you really, 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 truly? Are you sure about that?
Are you sure
that you'll lay your life down for my sake?" Very, very, I say unto you. I say this to you, Peter. That the cock shall not crow till thou have denied me three times.
The cock crow, cock a doodle doo.
Peter said, "I don't know the man."
Not at all.
I don't know him.
The cock crow, cock a doodle doo. I am not one of his.
Time to go.
And the cock crowed again, cock a doodle doo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Peter was saying, glory to God. And he wondered and he saw what was in himself.
Yeah.
That he wasn't all that he said he was.
My.
Are we all that we say we are? Are we a child of the King? Do we believe that the word of God said that we are more than a conqueror?
Do we believe
that the word of God said no weapon formed against you shall prosper? Do you believe that he said that you are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath?
Do you believe
that all things are possible to them that believe?
Are we just
going through the motions?
Good question.
Are we just going along to get along? And then a couple of verses in 14 chapter say, "Let not your heart be troubled." Jesus began to speak these things to him, the perplexity and trouble came over the disciples, and he said, "Let not your heart be troubled."
You believe
in God, believe also in me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He said, "You believe in God, believe also in me." He said, "In my Father's house many are mentioned."
Many.
He said, "If it were not so," he said, "I'm not lying to you, I'm going to tell you the truth. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." I'm so glad that when Jesus left here on earth, he went to prepare a place for each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
But the place that Jesus prepared for us is for prepared people.
For prepared people.
You just can't go there on who you say you are. You got to be prepared in your heart.
My God.
Your mind has to be renewed to the things of God.
Oh,
and then he said, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will." A promise. I will come again. I'm coming back again, and I'll receive you into myself, that where I am, you may be also.
And he said, whether I go,
you know. And then he said, the way. He said, you know the way. And then Thomas said unto him, "Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Lord, we don't know where you're going, and how can we know the way?"
Yeah.
And Jesus said unto him, "I am."
Wait.
Jesus said, I am. The way.
The truth and the life.
No man coming to the Father but by me. There's no way under the under the face on this earth that you can get to the Father without coming through Jesus.
My Jesus.
Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no woman, no boy or girl can come unto the Father but by me. If you have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, and say from now on, glory to God, henceforth, and from now on, you know my Father. From now on, he said, henceforth, you know him.
You know the Father.
And have seen him. You know the Father and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us.
Show us.
Hallelujah. Show us the Father. And it is sufficient to
show us.
Lord, show us the Father, and that would be enough for me. Just show me, give me some evidence of the Father. Let me know that I know that I know the Father. And Jesus said unto him, I'm closing here, and Jesus said to him, Have I been so long time with you? Now I've been with you 3 years, and yet have thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me, hallelujah. Philip, if you've seen me.
Mm-hmm.
He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Mm-hmm. And how said thou then, see, show us the Father? How is it then, Philip, when you see me? You've seen the Father. Because my Father and I are one.
That's right.
My Father, he said, and I are one. We're the same. So when you see me, Philip, you see my Father.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Believe it thou. Do we believe that the Father is in Jesus and Jesus in the Father?
Yeah.
And the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. I'm not speaking on my own behalf, Philip. I'm not speaking nothing of me. But the Father that dwells in me, the Father that lives in me, he doeth the work. The Father that lives in me, he doeth the work. The same Father that dwells in you and I, he is the one that doeth the work. So how can we take and share the glory of God? When he said, I share my glory with no man. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm coming to a close. Hallelujah. I'm trying to stop, but glory to God. Very, very, I tell you, he that believe on me. Now we have a problem with this here. I don't, because I believe it. We have a problem with this, but I believe Jesus said it. It's written in red.
Yes.
It's written in red, but most theologians say it don't mean that. What it mean, if it what it mean, brother?
What it mean?
Then I said to you, he that believe on me, the works that I do, the works that I do, casting out devils, laying hand on the sick.
Malcolm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. I go to my Father. You do greater works, he says, because I go to my Father. I believe the signs will follow the believer. Mark 16, chapter 6, these signs shall follow the believer. Are we believing?
Are we believing?
Yes. Are we believers?
Yes.
Whether you're land, are we believers? If we're believers, we can do what the word say we can do. We can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Yes.
We can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
My God.
And whatsoever you should ask in my name. He didn't say go in the name of man. He said, whatsoever you should ask in my name will I do that the Father may be. But the Father may be glorified, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Ask in the name of Jesus. Whatever you stand in need of, go to, hallelujah, ask Jesus. I'll ask Jesus. Ask, watch me say it. Whatsoever you should ask in my name. Ask in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus. He said, I would do it that the Father may be glorified. If you should ask anything in my name, I would do it. If you should ask anything, if you should ask anything in my name, he said, I'll do it. What are you asking for? Are you asking in protocol? It's a certain way that you have to ask. You have to go to the Father in the name of Jesus. You have to ask in the name of Jesus. And he said, it shall be done, it shall be given unto you.
Amen.
If you love me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If you love me. If you love me.
If you love me. Do you love me?
If you love me. Do you really love him?
Do you love me?
Do you really love him?
Do you love me?
If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And his commandment is to love one another. If you love me, you'll keep my commandment. Missy, I would pray the Father and he should give you another comforter, another teacher. I would pray the Father. I would pray the Father and he should give you another comforter.
Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, on tonight. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy enduring forever. We thank you, Father God, for intercessory. Lord God, praying, Lord God, for one another. We thank you, Father God, for the Spirit of God being upon us. We thank you for your word of God, and the Father, going forth. We thank you, Father God, for the vision that you've given to the man of God. We thank you, Father God, for intercessor prayer warriors. We thank you, Father God, because your word says, where are the intercessors? And, Father God, we come tonight, Lord God, proclaiming, Lord God, that we are intercessors. We are prayer warriors, O God. And we know that intercessors, Lord God, are not praying for us on their own behalf. We are standing, Father God, for others. We are, Lord God, standing on the behalf of others, O God. Now, Father God, tonight we are praying, Lord God, for those that don't know you, for the pardon of their sins. Father God, we are praying for each and every one on the prayer line tonight. Father God, we are praying for those, Heavenly Father, Lord God, that are victims, Lord God, of the earthquake, Lord God. We are praying, Lord God, for bereaved families on tonight, O God. We are praying for those that just don't know you, O God. We are praying for those that are sick and shut in. Praying for those that are behind prison walls, O God. We just come, Lord God, interceding and crying out for one another, O God. Father God, you know the needs, Lord God, because you know our hearts. We ask, Lord God, that you would create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your mercy following us all the days of our lives. And Father God, we come because your word says, and Lord God, in the Father in Psalm, Lord God, 81:10, open our mouth wide and you will fill it, Lord God. Fill our mouth, Lord God, with praise. Fill our mouth, Lord God, with worship. Fill our mouth, Lord God, with your word, O God. In the wonderful and glorious and mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father, we be so careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody out on the road shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. See, immediately when the word came forth, God showed me, he said, we're in a perfect place for a perfect time. 4,000 people are gone. All of a sudden, the earth began to shake with its vibrations and anger, but the enemy and God said, you're in a perfect place for a perfect time. And I challenged myself, first of all, because when I read the word of preaching, Jesus said, Hunter, do you love me? Do you really, really, really love me? Do you really love? I said, Lord, I love you. He said, okay. And God tested me, and I found out to be just like Peter. I said, Lord, please forgive me. Forgive me. And when he forgave me, I'll come back into the fullness. The fullness. And I want to tell you something that I've come to love more about God. The more you praise God, the more you worship God, the closer he draws you to you, you forget all that's around you and concentrate on him. And I was just talking to God just a few minutes ago. I said, Lord, I said, the mission. He said, I told you, give it to me. Give it to me. I can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory, hallelujah, glory, see, when we give it to him, he takes care of it, because he already has a solution.
My.
I looked up today when I said it took them, how many months? Months passed and gone, holding back Esther to do what God has called her to do. And all of a sudden, they made her the first African, per se, woman to be the Attorney General. See, God has a place for all of us. It's in time. And one thing I love about it, her father stayed the course. He stayed the course. If we can find men who will stay the course, stay the course, stay the course, God will use you. God will use you. And right now in America, we got some issues. I ain't got time to shuck and jive. They say back in the day, the time we got now is to pray and to honor God, to love God. I mean, the people up there in Baltimore, they know what's going on. The young men, they don't know what's going on. We got to pray for them. We got to pray for them. And you know what? I want to thank God for everybody that's on the radio. The line is hot. It's hot. I see it. Ooh, it's loaded. See, on my side, it showed me where you're. Why you on? I can even put you on mute. I can put you. I can talk to you. But I want you to be able to talk, because the radio station is open. It's open unto God. Whatever you want, Father, we want to do it. I have nothing to hold back. Nothing, because that was my commitment to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, when you don't believe for almost 30 to 40 years. But it's also God's timing and not your timing. For such a time as this, God has called this radio station into existence, because the devil knows he can't do nothing with it.
Amen.
Now, he can take an AM and FM, but he can't touch the blood. He can't touch the... We're at the highest level, and we encase him with the Word of God. And let me tell you something. When we finish, when the word leaves from blog, it goes out into the universe, and it says,
amen,
and it says it's for eternity. So you got to be careful what you think, what you say.
Uh-huh.
Your word,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And so I like to be able to say, "Pooh, glory!" Passing through the universe, say, "Oh, we did that back in that day. Yeah, that was us. That was us." Thank you, Lord. See,
thank you, Lord.
Because
thank
the kingdom
you.
Of God is now.
Right now.
It doesn't belong to the what we call a quote-unquote a building. Everybody want to hold their buildings back. No, we don't rent our building. We don't let our building. No, that building ain't nothing but a piece of wood. But the building that he talks about in the book of Colossians, he says that Jesus Christ, everything is brought under him and his body, which is the church. I'm gonna say the old school, in the church. Jesus is calling us, and I have you on the line. So I love you. I want to just take your time. We got a plenty of time. Anybody got a statement? Want to give God a shout? Hallelujah! What it is somebody you know need prayer? Want to pray with them? Anybody that needs the Holy Ghost? Want to pray with them that you don't know right now? Because our nation stands in need of the intercessors.
Yes.
See, right now, we got the rippers, I call them rippers and dippers. The Republican Democrat, I call them rippers and dippers. They don't want to see nothing happen. They ain't going to let nothing because of them. It ain't what they want. But our God, the line is open. The line is open. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I know that sometimes people say, don't call folks to get all upset. I'm going to tell you something. Are you afraid of Jesus Christ? No, you're not afraid of him. No, you're not. You ain't got nothing to hide.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, I know. See, all my sins have been forgiven.
Amen, brother.
That's all glory. I don't care what they think about me, but I still love you.
I don't care. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever it is, I don't care. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
No, I don't. I don't care. I used to care.
I did too, brother, but now. I don't care. I've been delivered. Hallelujah.
Well, they said, well, you know, we want you to know we love you, but we in charge. Oh, really? You got the power raised there? Can you lay hands on
and
watch and recover? See, I love the people on the line and those are far from the line.
Amen.
And that's why I press in. Because being an ex-soldier, when they say it's wartime, it was wartime. And they set me in charge of the nuclear weapon. I said, okay, everybody, make sure you remember your number. Because when it's time to go, let's do it. It's one thing that they always tell me in the military, keep your eyes on the prize. Because when you look back, your head can be cut off. Amen. Amen. So, anybody, I'm going to give you the last four. I'm going to call your number on your last four numbers of your number. So you recognize it. 9245, God bless you. Are you there with us? 9245. Amen. You got something you want to say? If not, we understand. You got somebody you want to pray for, to believe with? Whatever it is, just let us know right quick. You don't have to call your name, just tell us. Amen. Well, praise God. 0434. That's the last four numbers of your number. Amen. 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 5754. Amen. Take your time. Go ahead.
Yeah. You as prepared for Conroe.
All right. Amen. And your prayer is? Your prayer that request?
Conroe is a fatal. They were hit by a fatal last night.
Amen. Does anybody understand what she's saying? Is she asking for a prayer? She's talking about Conroe, Texas, or what? Are you living in Conroe?
Conroe, Texas.
Oh, well, praise God. What do you want us to do for us in Conroe? Would that you have a revival up there, or what?
No, I have a cousin up there. She's got an autistic daughter, and they were hit pretty bad last night and in the middle of the night, and a tornado came through. It looks like a war zone, and it's a lot of trees and debris and everything. People without power and everything up there.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody want to take that challenge to prayer? Anybody?
Yeah, I will.
Go ahead.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Father, thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
yes,
I ask right now, you know that the times are tough all over, Lord. We know that the devastation is all over, Lord.
Yes,
but you
Lord.
Know, you're still in control, Lord.
Yes,
Father, I ask now that your hand be upon this family, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Protect them, Lord. And the needs that they need, they be met right now, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
Right now, Lord.
That they would, someone will step out, Lord, right now.
Yes,
and, right now.
Be there for them, Lord. Send that angel, Lord. Send
yes,
that message.
Lord. Send your angels, Lord.
Heavenly Father, right, we thank you, Lord, just for,
thank you,
for
Lord.
Everybody in the Conroe
thank
area, for all over, Lord, that they've been devastated with storms, Lord, right now, Lord. We
yes,
your hand be upon these families, Lord. And I know doing disaster myself, Lord, that people are weary, Lord, and they're Lord, they're not sure what direction to go, Lord.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
Right now, Lord, I ask right now that you be there and that their hearts are open to you, Lord, that to receive you, Lord, and to hear your word, Lord. Send the messenger, Lord. But right now, Lord, most importantly, Lord, that these people in that area, Lord, that their needs to be met tonight, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And then we want to praise the Lord. One thing I will say tonight is we have got to pull back from everything that's not of God. Every image.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Every thought. We got to release it. See, here I am, as I say, because I've had the enemy attack. Everybody say to me, well, Hunter, you're supposed to be healed. I am healed.
Amen.
I'm healed. According to 2 Peter 2:24, by the sanctity born is back, I believe it. I receive it.
Yes,
I am healed.
Yes,
I'm healed.
I am healed.
It may not look like it, but I'm healed.
Amen.
I mean, yes, I believe it. I believe it. And see, I say to everybody, we have to come to a place called THER. There, God will meet us. That includes all of us. I'm including myself. There,
amen.
God will meet us. Because we're getting ready to do a great, great revival in Houston. I don't care what nobody say about it. It's too late. It's a done deal.
Amen, brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
It's a done deal. I don't care what nobody says, because God has promised me. It's a done deal.
Yeah.
When I saw him and I asked him, he opened the door and said, go straight. Don't deviate to left or right. Go straight. So what I've been doing, going straight. Going straight. And I want to say to the lady that was talking about in Conroe, Conroe has a lot of practitioners up there that need to come to true repentance. True repentance. See, the devil is doing everything he can. See, it's like the preacher said tonight. See, Jesus, do you love me, Peter? Do you really love me? Well, now, Lord, you know. See, he put some doubt. He said, well, Lord, you know that, but he said, do you love me? See, I know what I told somebody the other day. I said, I'm 6'2", I weigh 285 pounds, and I know one day, I'm going to leave this body. I'm going to leave it while I'm in this body. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. Because all it's going to do is just revolve and turn over. I'm going to go to sleep to be in the presence of the Lord. That's word. That's in the word. Jesus said, oh, wait a minute. Lazarus, he's not dead. He's just sleeping. My God, am I. He just sleeping? Yeah. See, on the coronation today, we got some policemen that need some help, some prayer. We got the president that needs some help. We got the congressman, they need some prayer. We got the senator. We got all 50 states in the United States of America needs prayer. But if everybody don't want to pray, that's where the enemy comes in. He comes
Amen.
In where he finds the weakness. The
yeah,
weakness.
Right.
See, it's like a RAT. See, if an RAT for the RAT to come through, he ain't got nowhere to go. See, as long as you keep water, when I say WAT, well, as long as you keep the Holy Ghost in you, the devil can't float on water. He can't. Matter of fact, the devil can't even cross over water. He's going to need a transportation of a human body. Hallelujah, somebody. If you read your word, you know it. The word has declared. It has declared. So tonight, anybody else got something? I know some of y'all burning up with fire to say something. I know you got the fire in you. I know, but let me tell you something. One thing I've come to know, one thing I've come to see, in these 60 plus years, God has never failed me. Has never failed me. Never failed me. I failed him. But he's forgiven me.
Yes,
I want us all when that time has come. Well, they say soon. No, it ain't soon. When he comes back, he'll be back. We don't know when he's coming back, but he'll be back. It's like the mailman. When the mailman, everybody said, well, the mailman's supposed to be at 3 o'clock.
Come on, come on.
Stop trying to judge what time the mailman's coming. So sometimes he might be off record. Amen? Praise God. Anybody else got any statement of love and kindness and somebody need prayer? Somebody need help? Somebody need healing? Anybody on there right now? Go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I want you to know this much tonight. It's been a night that we've had two dynamic teachers, and that's what I pray for and believe God for. I've seen it come to pass. So, will somebody on the radio station lead us in prayer? Over the radio station right now. Show us the faith of Jesus Christ in you.
Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy, Lord, for your grace, Lord, but more so, Lord, than anything else is for your love, that you love each and every one of us, Lord, and you don't love anybody any better than the next. You love us all.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for sending your son, Jesus, Lord, to the cross.
Yes, yes.
Jesus, thank you for being there, Lord, and taking that charge and being obedient unto the Father and going to the cross for our salvation. For taking the beating, Lord, that you took,
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
For our healing, Lord. And for our sins, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done for us, Lord, and everything that you continue to do for us. Father, I ask right now, Lord, for those that don't really truly understand the dynamics of what Jesus did on the cross and what he came. It wasn't just for salvation. Father, it was to reconnect us with you, that we could have that loving relationship that you had with us in the beginning before it was lost, the fall of Adam, Lord, and to restore, Lord, everything that Adam had lost, that you redeemed us and you called us your own. Father, I pray for Israel right now, Lord, for the nation of Israel, and I pray for this year that it will not turn its back on Israel, that we stand strong once again with Israel.
Yes,
I pray
Lord.
For all the people in the offices, Lord, the senators and representatives and the president and all the cabinet members that begin to understand and be able to see the cross and for what it is and not turn their back on it and figure that the man is a better idea and a better way. We see it's not working. But we need Jesus. We need Jesus in this nation. We need Jesus in the leadership. We need you, Lord. We need you more than any time. Father, I ask right now that you would send the angels, Lord. You would send the messengers, Lord. And I'd ask that you open the hearts of each and every one that's in a position that can change the venues and change the ways of this nation and the direction is going, that they begin to hear your words and begin to understand, begin to listen. Father, I ask each and every one in this radio station right now for that perfect healing body, Lord, and that healing that they need in their relationship, and that healing they need, Lord, in that relationship with you. Father, I ask you just touch each and every one right now. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, Lord. We give you all the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Preacher man, I want to thank you tonight for what you've done and how you brought the word of God so defined. So defined. It's like having some ice cream and some peaches and some butter pecan and, of course, I can't eat that, but I'm just saying. But I want to thank God for you. And not all of us tonight that's on the radio. And I want you to know we are your friend. You are my friend. So if anybody else have anything else they want to say before we close out, I want to thank God. Amen. Anybody? Amen. So tonight we say we give God the glory and we praise him and we love him for everything he's done for us. More than enough. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the next time, God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.